When I love my family, my soul expands in the worship of the Creator. In other words, when I love my wife and the love I have for her point back to that which created her and created me to love her. I couldn't possibly love the form of my wife any more or less than I love that which created it. This is the same that I've often heard about children. I hear a lot of people say you'll discover true love or you'll really know the meaning of love when you see your child. And what it seems they're suggesting, now that I have a daughter, is the same love that's there that thankfully I have for my wife and my family and friends and even for you. When I see anything or any person I love, it points me back to that which created it. Because there's no way I could love my wife in ignorance of that which created her and without loving her and the creator of her together. In other words, when you love anyone or anything, it always brings into question what and who, how was that which you love created? And this is really helpful for me to understand then that I don't have to condition my love on a specific form. I learned this lesson through losing my dad. My dad passed away last year, and yet that which I loved most about him is still here just as much as it's always been and it always will be. I loved how my dad loved me and took care of me. I loved the love my dad saw in me. There's a home video where I am having a fifth birthday surprise party, and the look on Dad's face is just pure love when I walk in and I see my party. He's so happy. The same thing is going on with him. He is seeing back to the love of God, you could say, through his child, the beauty of life through his child. So what I love most about Dad is that he showed the path to the Creator, that his love is one and the same as the love and the creator of the universe. This makes it then so that I don't have to cling on to the exact form that life takes. I had a big problem facing the fear of losing my wife because of the idea that if I love her so much, then what would happen if she was gone? I see the most fundamental thing, that when I love her, it expands my soul into worshiping the Creator. Then I have no fear about what happens to her actual body, because that which I most treasure about her, the thing that I love about her the most, is not something that can be damaged. It's not something that can be hurt. It is the love of that which created me also, because the Creator must have created me here to appreciate another of the creations. That's the amazing thing about love, is to show you the path back to the source, back to where you came from and I came from, where we all came from. In that sense, it's impossible to love any one thing more than another. I've heard a lot of people say that I'll discover true love in having a child. Well, I'm grateful I already knew true love for a lot of my life, and to say true love is to say true love of the Creator, that which made all of us. And you could even say true love is to know love of God, and to know the separation is not there. There's no separation between one love and all love. It's all united. And that's a beautiful thing, because then I don't have to condition my love on how things are. If my wife's having a bad day, I still love her just the same. That unconditional eternal love is untouched by what kind of mood my wife's in, or if my daughter's been having a little bit of a tough day. It's my love is not conditioned on the exact circumstances. In fact, you could certainly say that if my wife and daughter somehow needed to return to the Creator and their forms were no longer there, because that's certain to happen, and yet if I have to witness this, you could say that it should not diminish my love for the Creator at all, because there's always the gratitude that I got to appreciate that to start with. and I can appreciate the Creator through any form. Through my mother, through my wife, my daughter, through my wife's family. Because while you could argue the Creator of the universe put everything in position, I can love my wife's family, and I do love them just as much as I love my wife, because they did all of the work to make her and raise her and make her into the beautiful woman she is today. And I have the same way with my mom. I'm lucky that I knew that love, that true love, from my mother and father first, so that I could find another person who could recognize that and we could do that together. Now it occurs to me that if you see a different kind of love, for example, if you love your child or you love the person you're with more than anyone else in the world, if you can only see that love through a specific form, that's good, because then you can see how to apply that to every other form, including, most importantly, yourself. I can't love my wife any more or less than I love myself, because we both are equal creations. And to love my wife is a reflection of the work done by the Creator, love of the Creator, the same as I am a reflection of the work done by God. And to not love myself is to not appreciate the work done by God. To say that I'm a bad or I'm an awful person is to point straight back at the Creator of the universe and say, you messed this up. And I used to do that a lot. And that's why life was difficult for me. I was amazed. I heard my cousin in the game the other day. I believe he used to cuss a lot like me. And when he realized what he'd said one time, he said, oh, whoops, I'm sorry, I don't mean to diss the entire Creator of the universe. My bad. And to me, that's just so cool to see that the recognition of the life all around us, how big it is, and yet how simple, that everything all goes back to the act of creation to start with. That we all didn't get here just by random luck and chance. That somehow, something decided and thought we all should be here and made all of us together. And it's a nice, peaceful way to live when you don't have to be afraid of things being taken from you. Now I don't have to fear my wife being taken, because I know what's most precious about her cannot be taken. What's most precious about my daughter cannot be taken. And there are infinite reminders available to me in the world of God's love, or the love of the Creator, or the love of the world, or universe, or life. It helps me to know that if my wife and daughter, and if their forms disappeared and they were taken, that I am free to find any other way, my mother, other family, friends, any other way, even looking in the mirror, to remind me that God loves me, that the Creator loves me, that the universe, the world, ultimately loves me. And even when I look in the mirror and see this form fading and dying, the Creator still loves me then, because that's an opportunity to go do something new. It's funny looking at my daughter. I often get the impression she's frustrated with this new body of hers, and that at some point before, she almost knows deep down that she used to have something she understood more. And this is frustrating because this is new and it doesn't make any sense. It makes it so obvious that life goes on and on. And when we see back to the Creator, we can see that. When I see back through my wife, daughter, mother, through even being here with you today, when I see back to the Creator, when I see back home, there's eternal life, there's infinite possibilities, and we're all participating in it right now. I pray today that I remember the love I have for my wife points back to the Creator, the same as the love I have for my daughter and anyone else. I pray I see that love for my wife and daughter and family is also the same love for this form, this body, for what I call myself, that I can have a loving, peaceful life today out of seeing and being aware of and surrounded by this love. I pray that you have the same chance today, because that's why I make these videos, for you to have the loving, peaceful life that I have each day. I'm grateful I have this, and that's why I work to give it away every single day to you so that you can have it if that's what you want to. Thank you so much for watching this or listening, reading it. I'm honored you've spent this time here, and I hope you have a great day today.